7 days ago, the Democratic Alliance's lawyers wrote to the presidency, making the case that the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, has a constitutional obligation, as does his entire executive, to ensure that we have a detailed, a transparent, and a credible vaccine acquisition and distribution plan. We had given the president and his team 7 days to make public such a plan, because as of yet, we have not seen a full picture of how this vaccine is going to be acquired. How many doses are we looking at? What are the timelines for the arrival of the vaccines? And whether or not, looking at that plan, we will be able to meet our very ambitious target of vaccinating over 40 million South Africans. We are yet to receive this information, and if we are not able to acquire it before the end of the day, the Democratic Alliance will have no choice but to approach the courts as a last resort for relief. This is quite important because when we look at the precedent that has been set by the Treatment Action Campaign case against the Department of Health back in 2002, the courts made it very clear that it is quite important that government is transparent ultimately about the plans around a public health crisis like this one. In addition, we have received further information which shows that, in fact, despite numerous claims otherwise, that the Department of Health only approached the Department of Treasury on the 7th of January for the deviation against normal procurement processes, which now brings into question, when did the Department of Health really start to in earnest make these negotiations with manufacturers across the country, because if they across the globe, because if they were only approaching Treasury for the deviation process on the 7th of January 2021, that brings into question a lot of the claims which have been said that government has been busy with this process and is in fact quite far with the process in itself. South Africa has no clarity on exact timelines of the vaccination process, including the logistics that it will take, and provincial departments of health are also none the wiser about this process, which means that they are unable to plan effectively so that when the vaccine does in fact arrive in our shores, we're able to distribute it quickly and as efficiently as possible to our frontline workers. As the official opposition in South Africa, we have no choice but to make sure that we are an active player in this crisis and that we represent the people of South Africa by holding government to account.